It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Ever since yesterday, I've been thinking about that on and off business. You know, turning things on, turning things off. Here's something that doesn't turn on by itself. No, it's a music box. Watch how it turns on. I lift the lid. See in there? This is the little thing that turns it on and off. See, when it's up, it still plays. And when I press it down, it stops it. And that's what happens when you put the lid down. See, it stops it. Lift the lid up. Music box. What about this? You know what this is? Flashlight. I guess it's called a flashlight because it flashes light. You have to go like this to turn it on and to turn it off. I'll show you the inside of it. See the batteries are there? And right inside here, can you see that little thing in there? That moves when you move this thing out here. When you move this, that little thing inside moves. And that makes the batteries help turn the bulb on. It's helpful to have a flashlight when you're looking for something, you know, looking in dark corners and all. It's also helpful to have one when you're going outside in the dark with a big person. Two of you go along with a flashlight. Now there's some other things about turning on and off. You remember this? On and off with the knob for that water faucet there. And also there's some water faucets and knobs in the bathroom. Will you come with me to my bathroom? Just right in here. Here at the sink. You see, some people call this a lavatory. Call it a bathroom sink sometimes. See that water on and off. Here's a comb. Yeah, this is my bathroom here. It doesn't turn on and off by itself. No. On and off. I'll show you here in the tub. See these knobs up here? This turns it. They're tight right now. They're on. and off. I won't turn the shower on up there. No, I don't want the shower water to go all over me and all over the room. When I was little, I used to play with a squirt bottle in the bathtub. Yeah. Oh, I'd pretend all sorts of things. I think I'll get one. I have a squirt bottle in the kitchen that I can get. Yeah, here's one. I'll just fill it up with water. Do a little squirting. That's a little cap, so that if you have it with water, the water won't come out. Now, watch me squirt. See, my hand presses against there. Sometimes I'd even pretend that I was a fireman. Oh, I made up all kinds of stories when I was in the bathtub, sure. But I had to be sure that I'd keep the squirting into the tub so that the whole room wouldn't get wet. I like that. Do you like to squirt? Like that? Do you keep it right in the tub or the sink? That's important. We could have some make-believe about that. Come along. Get the trolley. There. Let's make believe something about squirt bottles and maybe a fire in the neighborhood of make believe. You know, everything there is just pretend, just play, like my pretend play in the bathtub when I was little. Let's suppose that Prince Tuesday is playing with a squirt bottle at the castle waterfall. Lady Aberlin could be there taking care of him and helping him to keep his squirting in the right places. Okay? Let's have that kind of make-believe today. Remember, it's all pretend.
Trolley.
No, Tuesday. No, keep the water over here by the waterfall.
Want to squirt, trolley?
Well, there are some things you want to squirt that you must not squirt. Now squirt right over here. Try squirting here.
Squirt castle?
No.
Squirt sky?
No. I told you before, Tuesday, right here. Good. Tuesday! Tuesday, don't squirt me. That makes me mad. Now, I told you before, this is the place to squirt. And if you can't do it here, we're just going to have to do something else. Oh, good. Now, see if you can hit that little violet. See that little violet that needs some water? Good, you got it. That's nice.
Hi, you two.
Hi, handyman.
Say, do you two smell anything funny?
It smells like smoke to me.
It doesn't seem to be coming from here. I better check around the rest of the neighborhood.
Maybe somebody burned something they were cooking. Mm-hmm. Well, let us know if we can help.
I sure will. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Tuesday, look at that little daisy. Can you give that some water?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Very good, Tuesday.
Henrietta? Henrietta, are you all right?
I was just going to call you, Handy. Henrietta's at my place, and something's wrong at her house.
Yes, I mean, well, you can see the smoke coming out.
Oh, can you fix it, Handy?
Well, I don't know.
Meow, 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 Handy, meow, meow, fix it, meow, me.
Well, is it all right if I look inside?
Meow, meow, forgot meow, turn off meow, stove.
Your stove?
Meow.
Oh, just a minute.
Lady Aberlin, Prince Still Tuesday, would you bring some water in your squirter over to Henrietta's house, please?
Water? I mean, you want me to get some water, too?
Well, X, do you have something to squirt it with?
I sure do.
Okay, we can use all the squirters we can get.
Meow.
Oh, Prince Tuesday, thank you. Thank you, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, it's your house, is it?
Meow, 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 stove. Meow, forgot, meow.
Here's my squirter.
Thank you, X. Thank you. There.
Meow, 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 house burned down.
Oh, no, Henrietta. In fact, it's almost out already.
Why Handy squirt the house?
Because he's putting out the fire in Henrietta's kitchen.
Why not Prince squirt the trolley?
Because there wasn't any fire on the trolley.
Oh.
There. It's all over.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy. That was scary.
Meow, certainly meow.
Of course it was.
Meow, 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 go home now, meow.
Well, I better go around back and check first, okay?
Sure. Oh, Hen.
Okay, Hen. I'm your neighbor, and I'm right here.
Well, there isn't any fire, but it's still very smoky in there. Henrietta, I think you better stay with X a little while longer.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll stay here with you a little bit, Hen, if you like.
Squirt some more?
Oh, X, could Tuesday squirt a little bit inside your tree?
Sure. We can all squirt. I'd like to squirt just the way Handyman Negra did. He really put out that fire.
Meow, Handy.
Oh, you're welcome, Henrietta. I'm just glad that we got here as quickly as we did. Well, I better go report it to King Friday.
Meow, meow, be mad at meow.
Oh, no. I think he'll be glad that no one was hurt.
I'll see.
X, here's your squirter.
Thanks, Handy.
Meow, Handy.
Oh, you're welcome. And Prince Susie, listen, I'll be back to help you in a little while, okay?
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay.
I have a good basin in here. Let's go squirt in it.
Okay.
Well, trolley, there was a fire over at Henrietta's house. Yeah, well, no one was hurt, but people were scared. Well, Henrietta forgot about her cooking, and it burned. I'm going to go report to King Friday.
Henrietta was frightened, wasn't she? She was probably thinking about the stove, and she was afraid she might have caused the fire herself. She's so proud of her house. It's hard for her to have it all messed up with water. Yeah. You know, some people make campfires to cook on. But those fires stay right in their own places. The bad kind of fire is the kind that gets out of its place. You know, when you have a grown-up beside you who can manage campfires or candles or fireplaces, those kinds of things can be nice. But fire is something for children to stay away from. See, the grown-ups who help you now were little children once, too. And they had people to help them. Sure, even your parents were little children once, too. It's great for me to remember as I put away my toys that mothers were all little girls one time and fathers were all little boys. My daddy seems so big right now. He must have grown a lot. Imagine how he felt one day when he was just a tot. My mother's not as big as Dad, but she's bigger than my sister. I wonder if she ever had a little fever blister. It's great for me to remember as I put away my toy, that mothers were all little girls one time, and fathers were all little boys. You know, every time you see a grown-up woman, you can think to yourself, she was a little girl one time. And every time you see a grown-up man, you can think, he was a little boy one time. That's how people start out. Yeah. Elsie Neal has some projects over at her shop that parents and children made together. I'd like to go over there and see those things. Will you come with me? All right. I'll leave the squirt bottle right here and put it away when we come back. Come along to Elsie Neal's shop.
That's yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, Marcus.
Bye. Hi.
Hello.
How are you all today? Hi. Good. Hi, Elsie.
Hi, Fred.
I want to see the... Oh, good.
What do you think of it?
Who made these?
Well, these are made by the Dobkins. Of course, you know Maggie and Holly. They're Audrey's granddaughter and her daughter.
Oh, yes. I didn't know them with their faces over like that. Are these the things they've made?
Yes.
What
you know what
they?
This is?
No.
This is baker's clay.
Baker's clay?
Baker's clay.
Oh, that is hard, isn't it?
Yes.
That's nothing to eat, I guess.
Oh, no, no, you can't eat it.
What are these little things?
Well, they were, they're just little houses and different designs that have been pressed on with a cookie cutter.
I see.
Houses and little trees.
Red, green, blue.
Well, Maggie yellow. Didn't want to paint all of them. She wanted to leave some of them just natural as they are. And even this one, she didn't even want to cut it out. And I think it's very interesting.
Sure is. Gee, that's fine.
Now, here's some more.
What? Who made them?
Oh, these were made by the Thompson family.
Oh, I know them. They're the related to the McFeelys.
Oh, that's right.
That's Becky. And that's Mr. Thompson. There's Chrissy. And Terry. And Mrs. Thompson. Chrissy must be holding this thing.
Yes, that's it.
What is it?
This is just a little toy that you toss into the air, and it lands on this little cushion.
Does it always land on the cushion?
Yes, it does.
If you put it that way. It's a nice toy.
Yes, and it's very colorful, too.
Wonder what things they did with this. Sewed it around, I guess.
Is that stitched?
And stuck in the feathers?
Mm-hmm.
What about
yes.
this? This looks like a little house.
That's a little hut.
Hut?
Yes.
Oh, this is paper.
Little paper hut, little circle, more paper for the roof.
Very nice
little
project.
Straw. Now, here's some more projects here. This is another game, and you know what these are.
Little ping-pong balls.
They've been decorated.
The children decorate them?
Yes.
What do you do with them?
Well, the object of the game is to blow them around, and I imagine you can use your imagination, you know, for targets and various things. I just happen to have these two little sticks here.
Oh, you mean you use a syringe to blow?
Use a syringe, and it has air in it. And, you know, if you get enough syringes, you can have a contest with them.
Sure. Oh, you don't need water in a syringe. You can use air. We were just... It's a nice game. If I can get this one to hit the end.
Try blowing that one. Suppose you didn't have a syringe. That's fun, too.
Mm-hmm. And just two pieces of stick. Good ideas. What are these?
These are balloon sculptures.
Another family did them?
Another family. And I'm sorry we don't have pictures of the families that have created these projects.
I suppose you'll be having more come, too, won't you?
Oh, I'm expecting many, many more.
Well,
just
thanks for showing
started.
Us these.
Thank you for coming.
Good ideas. Take care. Bye,
okay,
Elsie.
Bye, Fred. Hi, Mr.
Oh,
Rogers.
Hi. How are you, Mrs.
Hi,
Wyatt?
Elsie. I'm fine, thank you.
Is this Jennifer?
This is Jennifer. Can you say hi? No? Okay.
Jennifer, could I see what you have?
Oh, my.
What is that? A tree. A tree? What kind of a tree?
Banana tree.
A banana tree? Did you paint the bananas on it? Well, I'm very proud of you. Remember Mrs. Wyan, who makes things with wood? This is her daughter, Jennifer. Did you make the trees in the wood?
I made the tree, yes, and Jennifer painted it. She made some other trees. What kind of a tree was this, Jennifer?
Pineapple.
This one's pineapple tree? Beautifully done. Mm.
Pineapple and banana trees.
What about this one?
Apple tree.
Apple tree?
Apple. And they look like apples, too, don't they?
Isn't it great to be able to make them together?
Yes.
Look at the big project we made together.
What is that?
A tunnel.
It's a tunnel for your train, isn't it? Yeah. Yes. You remember how we made it? How did we make this big circle?
What did you use for this in, under here?
Paper mache.
This is paper mache? Did you use a box or something for a frame? What did you use?
We used an oatmeal box.
An oatmeal box? Oh, just something that you had at home. I think most people have an oatmeal box at home. I would like to make a tunnel like this.
Isn't it painted nicely?
Beautiful.
It looks like the woods, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Did
it looks like the woods
it?
In the fall.
Yes.
My, I'm proud of you.
Well, this is going to be a great contribution to the family exhibit, isn't it?
Remember when your mother was at Mr. Trow's workshop? She was making those toys with the saw and the wood. We have lots of friends who saw her there. Well, I know you all have things to discuss. Boy, am I glad I stayed just as long as I did so I could see you all. Want to sit here? Did you see some of these? Another little girl made things with baker's clay.
Yes, I'd like to look around and see what you have in your store today.
Oh, please
have
do.
A good day.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Thanks
for
stopping by. Yeah.
Maybe I'll hold you and then you can see what's on this table here.
Now I'll show you these.
I was thinking as I was walking along, someday the children who worked on those projects will be the grown-ups helping other children. Mm-hmm. Here's a little ball. And here's a squirt bottle. And if I get rid of the water in here, maybe we could try blowing this ball along the table. Squirt it out. Okay. There, it's just air coming out now. What could we put for sticks of wood? Here. A couple wooden spoons. Put them down like that. Put the ball here. Try this. See if I can make it come back. Try to keep it on the table and in between the spoons. Nice. It's like those little trees that Jennifer painted, all the different kinds of trees. And those things that that Maggie did with her mother and baker's clay. Great ideas people have. Put these things away. As I put away my toys, that mothers were all little girls one time. Bye, fish. I think I'll put this back, too. Someday when you're grown, you may have your own child, and you'll be able to help your child with its things and its feelings. And all by remembering what you did and how you felt when you were a child. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like being with you. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
This television visit by the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.